This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there, and even buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, all the labels given to us by the left, I debunk them in the book. You'll enjoy it. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. How do you like that? And then also, hey, we have Patreon. A lot of us in the conservative world, a lot of us conservative commentators, have taken a bit of a hit when it comes to what Google and Facebook and YouTube have done to us. So head over there, click on Patreon, give up a cup of coffee, and give me your coffee money. Oh, I need coffee, too. Well, how I stay awake. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me today. Look, I'm going to do, we've got a smorgasbord of stories I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to catch up on some of the ones I haven't been able to get to that I think are quite important, but I haven't been able to get to them. And then we're going to, we're just going to go through all those stories I can't get to. Seriously. Stories of the day, maybe they were behind a couple of days, whatever, but the stories that nobody really, really was talking about. And when I look at some of this stuff, I look at some of the stories that they're skipping over, that they don't want to give too much time to. And I don't even, you know, based on the way people pay attention today, right and left, I don't know if these stories would even catch on with most people. Like the story about, David Duke, who was giving ringing endorsements to Keith Ellison for the DNC chair at one point. Now, whether he was doing it to be a turd, I don't know. Or he was doing it to test Ellison, I don't know that either. But why wouldn't he come out? Right? And I'm going back and look at some of these stories going, well, wait a minute, how come nobody complained about Ellison? He should have been pounding pavement everywhere and screaming about he didn't want any part of this. So back in February, March, Duke wanted the world to know that he supported Minnesota Rep. Keith Ellison's attempt to become the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Now, Ellison was the former, and some of these, you know, like the Clintons were very comfortable with the KKK, but the former leader of the KKK may have complicated Ellison's professional goals because he backed his efforts. He went on to say that he really liked Keith. Come on, let that sink in for a second. If he had said that, right, if he had said that, and these guys really believe what they say they believe, they want President Trump to say what they think he ought to say against the KKK and others, why didn't they hold Ellison to the same standard? I can't find, now, again, they may be there, I just missed them. So I'm not pounding the pavement and saying, oh, no, they're not there, I looked all over, I couldn't find them anywhere. I looked for them, couldn't find them, doesn't mean they don't exist. Send them to me, though. And, you know, again, if he's so toxic, if Duke is so toxic, why he should have been screaming it from the, Ellison should have been screaming from the rooftops that he didn't want any part of this guy, right? Duke went on to say that he really liked Keith. He said, you know, at least he still knows it, or at least he knows it. And you know what, Mr. Ellison, if you recall, Shh, you don't want to tell too many people this. Mr. Ellison, as you recall, has a past history with the Nation of Islam. And glowing comments about Louis Farrakhan. Now, he's been called a bigot, and he denies it. So, it's really interesting how the left doesn't beat up the sicknesses, the ills, the bruises of their party at all. They don't call from the they don't call for the removal of these people big time, right? I mean, how many times did what was that guy the guy that took the dirty pictures of his inside of his pants?
Wiener.
How
could you forget that?
I wanted you to say it. That's why. Mr. Wiener was sending pictures of his wiener all around the place, and it took forever before the Dems actually came out and said anything about it. So apparently they were good with it for a while, anyhow. See, that's it. If you're not saying anything about it, doesn't that mean you're kind of okay with it? None of your business? Somebody else's business? We're going to leave it alone for now? Right? That's kind of the feel I get. It went on to say, the writer goes on to say, that if you go back to his positions, his papers, his speeches, the way he has voted, he is clearly an anti-Semite, anti-Israel individual. You know, that's the other thing, too, that came to my mind. Not a lot of things come to my mind, but when they do, I need to talk about them. They were screaming about the anti-Jewish comments that the alt-right was making, right? Think about this. That was like a big deal. They hate Jews. And that was a reason, you know, to hold Trump's feet to the fire. So my question is this. When you have imams and Muslims in this town, in this country, in this city, in this whatever county, you know where I'm going with this, right? Have you ever seen a Democrat get outraged when they say death to Jews, death to Israel, Jews are dogs? When you've got a Muslim imam going off like that, can somebody send me the links? I mean, I'm always willing to, you know, I'll speak to a rebuttal. I'll tell you where, you know, send it to me and show me where a Democrat actually said, hey, we don't fall in line with that. You won't find it because they don't say it. You won't find it at all. And it stinks. And then we allow them to say, as I've always said, we're allowing them to set the foundation, to set the tone, to set the conversation. It's impossible to catch up, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I appreciate that. Come on back. We're doing a smorgasbord of stories tonight. We're going to hit everything I've had sitting on the desk for a week. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I got a little fired up during the break. I started thinking about, we've been doing this almost 10 years, 9 years, 10 years, somewhere in there. And I haven't aged a day. But that's beside the point. Don't be laughing over there.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah. Anyway, and I was thinking about some of the changes, some of the things we've written about over the years, and the changes that are going on and what have you. And I'm thinking, you know what? We called this years ago, and I'm not the only one. I'm not the brain surgeon in the room. I'm not the only one to call this. But they're not fighting for us in Washington. They never have. And they slide a bill by here and there, make us feel good about ourselves, right? VA bill that went through a while back, actually was sponsored by Congressman Steve Knight. That's made some of the VA benefits more permanent. So they wouldn't go up and down like a roller coaster, you know, where they have them for 2 years, all of a sudden they go away, and then No. There were a lot of things that were made a little bit more permanent, solidified some of the rights that they had. And that's great and wonderful. I'm good with all of that. And I think I told you guys once, I had somebody write me about the fact that I wasn't a constitutionalist and that I didn't believe in the Constitution because some of the things that I was saying, and we shouldn't do anything, unless it was constitutional, it was right in the Constitution, clearly called out. And I was like, okay, so does that mean we don't give our VAs, we don't give VA or veterans any benefits anymore?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where, you know, Article 93, Section 1 says all veterans should get all kinds of military money, all kinds of benefits, schooling, and what have you, right? Not in there. Can it. Kill it. Take it out. I thought the guy was going to pass out. Because we make these blanket statements, we really don't think about what they mean. How they affect people, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I don't know how you change, you know, when Trump and others have talked about draining the swamp, cleaning things up in D.C., I don't know if you're ever going to be able to do it unless you truly drain the swamp. That means you get rid of, maybe we do it in sections, we do it in blocks. But there's always somebody there to corrupt. We had Tim Donnelly on the show, right? Talking about Sacramento only. Now, I've heard this about people I know in Washington, D.C. as well. But Tim said, you know, he had the first-hand experience. Where they came in and put their arms around his shoulders and said, Tim, you're wonderful. You're a great guy. You're brilliant. You're smart. Look at all the things we can do together. I'm sure you can get these things done. Let me help out some of your charities. They come in with the extremely pretty young women. And they're oohing and aahing all over him, telling him what a great guy he is, how smart he is. And he realized, you know, being a godly guy, his phone rang. And I'm not telling the story 100% accurately, but I'm close enough for government work anyway. His phone rang, and it pulled him out of that lull for a second. And his wife was on the phone, and it made him mentally reset. What is he doing there with all the stuff and what's going on around him? And they do that to everybody. Not just him, they do it to everybody. And he was able to push it off, to fight it off, whatever. Can you imagine how much bigger that is in D.C.? We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in some of these deals. And they do it in D.C. So until we truly change the swamp, until we truly get the people out of there that are part of this on a regular basis, it's never, ever, ever going to change. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, part of the old guard. I asked another close friend of mine in D.C., he said, you know you got a problem with Ryan. Uh-huh. Why don't you get rid of him? They love him. Okay, you know you got a problem with Ryan, right? Yeah, we know that. Why don't you get rid of him? Because they love him. It's all about personality. I don't believe they just love the guy. He's got stuff. Those people aren't in those chairs just because. They got stuff on each other. They're partying together. Don't think they don't have stuff on each other. So, you know, again, the only way this is ever going to change, the only way this is ever honestly, truly going to get fixed is when we actually swap them out and drain the swamp. Really that easy. So somebody else is celebrating a anniversary. Not just us and others. But this is somebody you should know. This you can find this over on the TheLidBlog.com. Our buddy over there has put Jeff Dunn has put this up. And he's got it right. His title is Professional Bigot Celebrating 26th Anniversary of His First Race Riot. You know, it was where he got his start. And this guy's been going for, and we've talked about him on the show a dozen times. And you think about the hypocrisy of it all. Look, this guy owes over $4 million to the IRS. He says it's a clerical error on their part. Can you imagine you or I owed the IRS $40,000 and telling them you're not paying them because it's a clerical error on their side? What do you think would happen to you? Would you get invited to the White House, you know, 20, 30, 40 times a year? Well, that's what happened under President Obama. Didn't mean to upset some of you. Ex-President Obama. Al Sharpton owing all that money to the IRS, never intending, never writing, never telling them he had any intention of paying it because it was their fault that he owed the money. that he was still arguing with them, still fighting with them? Can you imagine telling an IRS agent that? Tell me what would happen to you. I'd love to know. So a professional bigot who's not only honored by the politicians like Bill de Blasio, Chuck Schumer, and former President Barack Obama, has his own show on MSNBC. He's honored by most media outlets as a civil rights activist. Well, really only if there's money involved. He's about to celebrate the 26th anniversary of his first race. No, he did that on purpose. Not his first race for a position, for a seat, but his first race riot. Seriously, this is just craziness. And look at what he's done over the years. You know, we've played clips of him screaming for people to go out in the street and beat and kill white people. Owes the IRS $4 million plus dollars. And he's still walking the street saying stupid stuff. Today, I saw him on a show. He's talking about how... the Jefferson Memorial needs to stop being maintained with government dollars. These people are freakish at the nth degree. So, Al Sharpton, 26 years ago, was was part of the what was called the Crown Heights riots. It started with a tragic car accident in Crown Heights in Brooklyn that Al Sharpton escalated into a full-blown fight against the Jews of Crown Heights. I want to say it again. It turned into a full-blown, all-out brawl against the Jews of Crown Heights. Now, the media gives it a political correct description, violence between the area's blacks and Jews. However, the violence was not two-sided. We're going to discuss that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Would love your comment on this. On we're just doing a smorgasbord of stories tonight. Stories I've been holding off on doing are piling up. They're timeless, if you would. You know, but again, a lot of things happening out there. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you could watch live, listen live, take the poll, you could also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All yes, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, a Bible-Thumping White Guy. Every one of those is a label given to me by the left. And I could care, I mean, I'm to the point now where I don't care less what they call me, what they call us, what they call somebody else, because they've stolen the narrative, they've stolen the words, they've stolen the meanings of the words. You've heard me say this a million times. 10 years ago, if they had called me a racist or said you're coming off as being a racist, I would have stopped and listened and said, oh, my God, I got to go back and listen to the show, see what I'm doing. Why am I coming off that way? Now, I blow them off. I don't believe them. Because those are the catchphrases. Those are their trigger words, right? Racist, homophobe, bigot, xenophobe. What else is there? Islamophobe, phobophobe. I mean, they're all kinds of phobes. Weightophobe. It's just amazing. And they're doing everything they can to make you feel as bad as you can. And now they got a new catchphrase, right? White supremacy. Now, it's not that it's been a new catchphrase. They haven't really figured out how to make anything happen with it. But I want you to think about something. How many times have you heard the word Russia in the last 5 days? No, come on, really. It is wall-to-wall white supremacy now. This is the Hitler of the new of this new government that we have. Now Obama didn't do anything wrong, right? Maybe he wasn't Hitler, but he sure as heck acted like a dictator. So I mean, it's really interesting in watching how the left is spinning all this stuff, which is why it's very hard to take them serious. And then you look at, I said it earlier, but Andrea and I didn't have time to beat it up. They're outraged at the Confederate flag. Outraged. Nobody wants to see it because it means it represents slavery. It represents the millions of slaves that were killed. You could never fly the Nazi flag. They're outraged at the Nazi flag. It's a terrible flag. Right? Because it represents millions and millions of Jews that were killed. Unless you're on the far, far left, in which case you don't care. But the communist flag? That's revered. revered by you. I mean, look at when you have things like May Day, when you have certain events happening. Remember at the DNC, there was a communist flag being waved. Nobody pulled it down. Communism is 180-plus degrees from what this country is, the representative government that this is. Nobody asked them to put it down because they're the big tent group. They let everybody in, communists, socialists, fascists. They don't care. But back to where I was, Al Sharpton, who's always been a race baiter. He's always been one that has benefited from the pain of others. Now, the media gave a politically antiseptic description of the violence between the area of blacks and Jews. Right? But the violence wasn't two-sided. The Crown Heights riot was an attack on the Jews by the neighborhoods, the Caribbean community. And it was fueled in large part by Al Sharpton. Oh, by the way, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Right? I mean, because he's a reverend, I'm supposed to... I'm Reverend Joe Messina, but... For real. So Al decided to go out on a limb here and started pushing these people, thinking, hey, you know, this is his first one. Let's see how it works out, right? Jews were a key part of the civil rights movement in the 1960s when the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. made his famous march to Selma, Alabama. He walked hand-in-hand with many Jews, including Rabbi Abraham Joshua. Also with the Jews was a contingent of Torahs to emphasize that the quest for black civil rights was a holy mission for the Jewish people. Now, in spite of a strong Jewish participation in the civil rights movement, the transformation from peaceful marches to black power movement introduced considerable friction into the African-American Jewish relations, especially from within the black Muslim movement. Yeah. Come on, think about this. Think about what's going down in these days. Think about what Martin Luther King is fighting for. He wanted to take it away from the color of the skin. He wanted to take it away from everything else but your content and character, what and who you actually really were. During the 70s and 80s, African Americans stopped looking, you know, at Jews as their allies, but as oppressors. The Jews were seen as having the political power that the African Americans wanted. Black leaders such as Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson went public with their anti-Semitic comments. I remember in the 70s. I remember the stories of, see, I don't know because I wasn't old enough to really know, but I do remember the underlying tones of people feeling that the Jews were taking advantage of the blacks, that they were selling them real estate and property and things that were well over what their value was, for well over what their values were. And guys like Jesse Jackson, think about this, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, supposedly if he's a Christian reading out of the same book, the Jews are quote-unquote referred to sometimes in a loving way as our bigger brothers, definitely our older brothers. And then Louis Farrakhan takes it there too. And many, to even to this day, anti-Semitic comments. But you don't hear them come out against him, do you? Government never says anything about him. Mainstream media never says anything about him. So adding to the hatred were the leaders of the South African anti-apartheid movement. They traveled through. You know, this just went on and on and on. So the Jewish-black relations were already rocky in the summer of 1991, right? So on July 20th, 1991, in case you don't know, Leonard Jeffries of City College, who had a history of anti-Semitic slurs, presented a two-hour-long speech claiming rich Jews financed the slave trade. Come on, let that sink in for a second. 2 hours of beating people up about the fact that the Jews, or rich Jews, financed the slave trade. Jews controlled the film industry together with the Italian mafia. Hey. See, I'm okay with that because it's true. It's a true statement. And use the control. I wonder if Chicago has any kind of statue of Al Capone or a headshot of Al Capone. That would be interesting to know. Thank you. I don't know why that came to me. I'm just curious about that. So, you know, and use that control to control and paint a brutal stereotype of blacks. Jeffries also attacked Diane Ravitch, Assistant Secretary of Education, calling her a sophisticated Texas Jew and a debonair racist. Miss Daisy, if you would. You know, they get away with all these comments. They get away with all these nasties. But when you look at the race riots, or when you look at what went down there, did you hear Jackson or Sharpton or any of those guys calling for peace and calm? I'm just asking. Sharpton has been credited that day with saying, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come on over. Doesn't sound like a reverend trying to sow peace, right? Seriously. Is this where Obama got it and others? Tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and bring it on. As a response to the Crown Heights riots, that is a fallacy. He made that threatening comment, but it was about the growing Jeffries controversy on August 18th, the day before the riots began. Now, Jeffries was fired because of his bigoted speech and pressure from the Jewish community. He was later reinstated and won a court case surrounding his firing. But again, where are the loving comments? Where are the comments that the guy that he served under, Martin Luther King, where were the comments about bringing peace? Isn't that what he's supposed to be doing? Isn't that what he's supposed to be sowing as the right reverend? And don't give me that stuff, well, he wasn't acting as a reverend. Because when you're a reverend, when you're a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're not off duty. There's no such thing as off duty. What does that mean? Like you're off duty so you can break the Ten Commandments? You can sin? You don't have to pray? I'm just curious. I don't know what an off-duty reverend. Nothing, right? You go naked, huh? Free museums for Al Capone? All right. We're cranking. When we come back, we'll talk about those. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information, fightblindness.org, 1-800-BLINDNESS, 1-800-254-6363, or fightblindness.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That is Free Ride by Edgar Winter. Get over yourselves. There is no free ride. Don't bother. You don't get one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All this talk and they're throwing around, you know, bigotry, racism, white supremacy, all. And, you know, Jimmy Carter came out and said that, was it this week or last week? He had made comment that, you know, the Confederate flag, to those people who have it, it's not a sign of racism. So I don't know if we can believe it or not. I'm just telling you. Here's one of the demagogues, and he says point blank, hey, look, those people who own the Confederate flag, those people who wave the Confederate flag, they're not waving it because they're racist. They actually just have pride in what they believed was their country. Imagine if a Republican right-wing conservative said they should be allowed to keep their flag, you know, because, hey, they see it as a whole different sign for the country that they used to have, that used to exist for them. But listen, don't take my word for it. I never like when you take my word for it. You know, Jimmy Carter, the guy that they love, The guy that the Dems say, you know, they would never get behind, they would never stand behind a racist, they would never do anything. Now, some of you who've been listening to the show for a while have heard this before. But it's time for a refresher. Take a listen.
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil in the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
I hope you enjoyed that. I mean, they forget about their own history. Well, they don't forget about it. They try to erase it. They try to wipe it out. You know, another 100 years, they might be able to pull it out. By the way, I stole that from Kevin Jackson. If you ever heard Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere. Kevin's a great guy. You should grab his show from time to time. But, you know, you listen to this stuff. You read. You get informed. It scares the bejesus out of them. It was one of the reasons during the Jim Crow times they didn't want black kids to be educated. They were afraid if they were educated, they would figure out that they had rights and how to get out of the mess that they were in. And it was actually illegal to educate a black person, illegal to teach a black person to read. Go back to the Al Sharpton story. Think about it. They don't consider themselves racist at all. They have no racist history whatsoever. It's everybody else that was wrong, everybody else that was bad. They're good. They're wonderful. They do God's work. So on Monday, the 19th, I love when they do this to me. It was August 19th, 1991, a station wagon driven by Josef Lifsch hit another car and bounced onto the sidewalk. At 8:21 p.m., the station wagon was part of a three-car motorcade carrying the Rabbi Menachem. Come on, I'm not doing this on purpose. I really don't know how to pronounce some of these. The Rebbe was in a different car. When it bounced on the sidewalk, the station wagon struck two black children, 7-year-old cousin Gavin and Angelo Cato, who were on the sidewalk. Lish immediately got out of the car and tried to help the children, but the gathering crowd started to attack him. Within minutes, an ambulance from the Hasidic-run ambulance service and two from the city's emergency medical service arrived. Also, the gathering crowd became unruly. The police who showed up radioed for backup, reporting that the station wagon's driver and passengers were being assaulted. Police officer Nona Capaci ordered the Hasidic ambulance to remove the battered Josef Lifsch and his passenger from the scene. Now, the injured children went by separate city ambulances to Kings County Hospital. Tragically, Gavin Cato was pronounced dead. Thankfully, his cousin survived. I mean, tragic, tragic accident. Right? False rumor began to spread that the Civic ambulance crew had ignored the dying black child in favor of treating the Jewish men. This falsehood was later used by Al Sharpton to incite the crowd. Nothing new. Al would never incite a riot on purpose, now would he? He's never called for the beating of white men, the beating of police. Guys, look it up yourself. There's plenty of proof that Al has incited riots, has incited violence. Plenty of proof. Other rumors sprang up. Lish was intoxicated. But the police had administered breathalyzer tests and he was sober. More falsehoods circulated. They said that Lish did not have a valid driver's license. He went through a red light. The police, you know, anything they could to try to hang this guy. Because it had to be somebody else's fault. It couldn't have just been an accident, right? Now, it went further, and it got worse because some of the claims were that the Jews get everything that they want, and they're killing our children. Now, see, the right reverend could have stopped that, easily stopped that. If he had come out and spoke the truth, if he had come out and got people together and talked like a reverend would talk, remember, for some of you who don't want to hear this, if he's truly a reverend of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then the teaching is about forgiveness. It's really that simple. So even if this Jewish guy jumped the curb on purpose, did whatever, was intoxicated, whatever, the message should have been about forgiveness. Because nothing in rioting and fighting would have brought that child back. Matter of fact, it would have caused more pain, more problems, and probably more people would have died. But Al didn't care. Al was making a name for himself. And it had nothing to do with spreading the love of Jesus Christ, did it? New York Times writes that more than 250 neighborhood residents went on a rampage that first night, mostly black teenagers. Many of them were shouting, Jews, Jews, Jews. 3 hours after the tragic crash, a 29-year-old Austrian Jewish scholar, Rankel Rosenbaum, was attacked by a gang of black teens. He was stabbed 4 times. Cops quickly arrested Limerick Nelson, who was identified by Rosenbaum as his attacker. Now, Rosenbaum's wounds were not fatal. He was expected to recover. Mayor Dinkins visited Rosenbaum at the hospital. Yankel died at 2:30 because the hospital staff missed one of his knife wounds. Now, despite some claims that Al Sharpton had nothing to do with the murder of Yankel Rosenbaum, the tax dodger, remember him? Yeah, that's Al Sharpton, the tax dodger. Racial agitator. Didn't take over until the second day of the riot. Now, the next evening, according to the sworn testimony of Ephraim Lipkind, a former resident of Crown Heights, Sharpton started agitating the crowd. He went on to say that the famous man, Al Sharpton, who came down, he said Tuesday night, killed the Jews 2 times. He said, killed the Jews 2 times, and a Jew was killed. What does that tell you? Should he have been charged with anything? Should he get away with everything? It ain't right. We'll post this up on the site later on. You can go ahead and read the rest of it. But, I mean, think about this. And Al Sharpton, I'm just going to keep pounding on. He's a reverend. The Reverend Al Sharpton, who's supposed to be pushing peace and love and helping bring his people. He should have been doing what Martin Luther King did and said, which was, you know, basically, hey, look, they get violent, we don't. It's a peaceful protest. Don't start the violence. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to, again, I'm just going to go through these, one after one after one. The Portland police chief said that the Antifa protesters used slingshots. No, they weren't throwing rocks. That would have been too easy, right? They were launching urine and feces-filled balloons at riot cops. My first question is, who the heck would put feces in a balloon, and how would you make that happen? Think about that during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.